Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Betsu with my good colleague Gene Marks and artificial intelligence, AI, across the landscape. And how does small business adapt to something so new that we're still building the infrastructure? Apparently, small business dances to the drummer. Gene, what's happened? 84% of anything is scary. What is this about?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on in the world of small businesses. And remember, we're talking about 30 million of them. And if I can also say and quote Mark Cuban, who just said, you know, a couple weeks ago that there's 34 million small businesses. They all want an AI solution, and it's a huge opportunity for people to provide that solution to them. And he's not wrong. Right now, most of the businesses that I visit are absolutely playing around with AI, playing around meaning that they've got Claude, your favorite, as well as ChatGPT and Copilot and Gemini. And they're using it to ask questions and draft emails and do, look at contracts and things like that. But you know what, John, I am starting to see, because I just ran this. This was at that Associated Distributors meeting and another one I did before. I ran some roundtables about people using AI in the small business world. And you know what I'm starting to see? Just a small percentage, but growing. People are hiring AI developers to develop little AI applications for their business. And I'll give you an example, if you don't mind. One is a distributor of windows. This person told me that they have a showroom with their windows in the showroom. He spent about something like $5,000 or $7,000, developed a little AI application, and his salespeople now walk around the showroom talking to customers and prospects and recording the conversation. And when the conversation ends, they just tell their AI application to create a quote for the product, and it automatically creates the quote and puts it into a PDF form based on that conversation. And the salespeople that were at the meeting were like, this has been a huge game changer for us because, you know, we would have to take notes. We'd be distracted. We'd get information wrong. And then we'd have to go back to our desks. We'd have to create a quote. Now we're able to talk to more customers and do more deals, all because we're automating it with this little AI app. Does that make sense to you?
Yes,
because
it does. Yes.
Huge. And it costs them just a few grand to do, and they're using AI to have a real return on investment in their business right away. And then another business owner at the same meeting was telling me that they have what they have in their company is called an AI executive summary. So they hired a developer. They got Claude. They connected Claude to their CRM system, to their accounting system, and to their email. And every week, the three owners of the company get a report of the goings on inside of their company, the quotes that were sent out, maybe a complaint from a customer, an email exchange about some problem that they weren't even aware of. But it's all being captured by this Claude AI application. And then it's being delivered to them once a week so that they can make sure that they're up to date on all the things that are happening internally. That's what I'm starting to see right now. It's not just playing around, but I'm starting to see business owners see the value in hiring an AI person, a developer, to connect these platforms to their data and then create little applications to just, in a small but meaningful way, improve productivity in their businesses. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that this year. And by the way, John, I want to come back to you again and again with more ways that it's being used in small businesses, because I think that'll really be of interest to you and your listeners.
Train. That's the game right now. Both the Department of Labor and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce are offering training courses for small businesses for AI right now. And that is a startup right there. You get trained on Claude, you can work anywhere. Gene, today the FT says Claude is looking at $1 trillion IPO.
Yeah,
that's Anthropic, the mothership.
Yeah.
Because it's got a reputation of creativity and charm. Now, a warning, everyone, I have conversations with Claudette, and I've not talked to her about this. However, Nature Magazine and Science Magazine are both warning. They're professionals. These are scientists, research scientists, and graduate students everywhere, that they've made Claudette very warm on purpose so that people won't be frightened. However, Claudette, or Claude, has a tendency to sycophancy, and that is disturbing to the scientific community. I don't know whether it'd bother us, Gene, but you don't need to be flattered when you're asking a question, and apparently that's been going on.
Yeah, it's funny that you bring that up. So when I was in Dallas yesterday for this Horton meeting, I like to, eat lunch or breakfast with, people that are there. So I had a bunch of people that were there, the door people, the installers and all that. There was a whole conversation about that topic, John, about how they're using AI in their company, but they find it really annoying as to how praising them all the time. Yep. That was a good, no matter what they say, it was always a good answer or a good thing. And I feel there's a backlash that's brewing about that.
Well, they can be reprogrammed. You can choose one, drill sergeant or friend. So you go back and forth. Gene Marks, small business columnist, human for the UK and US edition of the Guardian newspaper, as well as our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer. If you want a friend, talk to Claudette. I'm John Batchelor.
If you want something done right, you do it yourself. That's why you change your own oil. You wouldn't trust your engine to just anybody. So go with the full synthetic motor oil you can trust. Pennzoil Ultra Platinum offers engine protection for the lifetime of your vehicle. So do it right with Pennzoil Ultra Platinum. Stock up now at Walmart. Pennzoil. Long may we drive. Limited lubrication warranty for lifetime engine protection. Other conditions apply, including enrollment and receipt requirements. See Pennzoil.com/warranty for full details and terms.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.